Exhibition text, Reginale, 26. Gallery 1. Archives of Desire. The group exhibition, Archives of Desire, is based on the idea that waste is not merely a byproduct, but a driving force of capitalism. The works on display transform discarded items into artistic material. They draw on the seductive aesthetics of consumer goods and reveal their hidden appeal. Instead of idealizing nature or viewing waste negatively, the works focus on desire as the driving force behind the capitalist system. 1. Elizabeth Bereznicki, Werner Wheel, 2025. The exhibition opens with a large format painting by Elizabeth Bereznicki that oscillates between abstraction and figuration. With its spectacular colors and dynamic movement, it evokes the vibrant aesthetics of consumer goods surfaces. Rendered in the bright colors of pop art, the painting celebrates the seductive power of commodity aesthetics. The dynamic composition creates the effect of a spinning wheel. It is composed of the shapes and colors of the legendary Pantone chair. The famous designer icon was created by Werner Pantone in 1959 and first produced in series by Vitra Design in 1967. As the first stackable cantilever chairs made from a single piece of solid plastic polystyrene, it revolutionized design history. The Pantone chair showed that design could be appreciated not only by elites, but also by a consumerist, open-minded clientele. As icons of pop culture, Pantone chairs embody the lifestyle of the 1960s consumerism, mass appeal, and psychedelic seduction. They made it clear that products could be designed to be not only functional, but also emotional and desirable. Bereznicki's work can also be interpreted as a commentary on the material abundance of our time in which even precious designer objects end up in the rubbish or in secondhand shops or find their way even to the final art resting place that the artist set up more than a year ago. 2. Hay and Cho, Let's Go to the Happy Land, 2020. Similarly, Hain Cho's video displays also vibrant colors in dynamic forms stemming from video game aesthetics. In this real-time 3D animation, which was programmed using a game engine, viewers race in a speedboat through the capitals of a post-apocalyptic world. The water level of the oceans has risen so much that Paris, New York, Hong Kong, and Beijing are halfway underwater. The waters of the capitals of the Western consumer empires are littered with mountains of rubbish, while globalized supermarket brands call for attention. As we pass by, social inequality is spreading in France, while racism and gun violence are increasing in the United States. As we travel further through Arctica, we encounter a lonely polar bear drifting on an ice floe as the polar ice has melted away. As we drive through cities in Asia, we encounter monumental surveillance cameras, fences, and security personnel that take their own citizens prisoner. At the end of the video, we see only water, as if the whole world has by now completely submerged in water. 3. Leonard Fendler Moser, Untitled, 2025. Leonard Fendler Moser's work, Untitled, is a collage made from everyday materials, which the artist has attached to a wooden strip and worked on. 4. Catherine Ruhl, Zen, 2024. A wall object Zen consists of two plastic parts from a discarded car, which the artist found at an unofficial disposal site near her studio. She formed a relief from these small white shells bearing signs of use. An artificial rock formation grows from within it, which the artist modeled from green and white lint. The fluff comes from synthetic textiles that the artist purchased secondhand. For her formation, Rills draws on the imagery of idealized romantic landscapes. The title the artist refers to the Zen garden as a source of inspiration and a place of longing for unspoiled nature. It contrasts with the distraction, sensory overload, and waste of resources in the capitalist consumer world. Minimalist, calm, and reduced to a few elements, it invites people to focus on emptiness and themselves. By combining the cute miniature mountains with the discarded plastic parts, the artist questions the idea of an intact nature that she has evoked through form and title. As an imitation of nature, Rule's object refers to a futuristic vision of our environment, in which nature already coexists with human waste or has reformed itself from this rubbish. 5. Jeremy Palouse, Phone Installation, 2024. Jeremy Palouse's installation consists of three discarded hair dryers from a public swimming pool. Yage plastic has lost its original appeal, especially as the design of the devices also appears outdated. Palouse's plastic monsters remind us how our consumer society is geared towards product cycles. Even devices that still work are discarded if they no longer meet the latest technical standards and their appearance has lost its appeal. The artist has repurposed solid white ready-mades as loudspeakers for hip-hop playlists. The rebellious music of youth culture disrupts the standardization and discipline usually associated with industrially manufactured, mass-produced products in public swimming pools. The sound installation thus gives these everyday objects a moment of freedom and unpredictability. In the 1960s, French artists of the Nouveau Realism movement, such as Christo and Jean-Claude, or Armin, criticized the throwaway mentality in its infancy with collections of discarded mass-produced goods. By giving new life to discarded objects and art, Palouse also encourages critical engagement with consumerism. At the same time, he reduces his own demand of materials by extending the life of consumer products that have already been thrown away. By transforming things that are considered waste into something valuable, his work shows that value attributions are cultural and economic constructs that can be changed. 6. Romy Yedidia, Cozy, 2023. The artist has arranged 14 pairs of high heels made of velvet, leather, and other fine materials into a parade in the room. The troupe is led by black sandals, followed by another pair of black sandals, framed by lemon yellow and azure blue pumps. Behind this vanguard, a second field forms led by a pair of red high-heeled boots solidified with epoxy resin. Is this the staging of an eccentric fashion show, a beauty parade, or a protest march by so-called boss bitch women demanding free orthopedic surgery? In the boss bitch context, high heels with a heel height of 10,014 centimeters represent the neoliberal type of woman who uses clothing with specific color symbolism to showcase her status and power. A group assembled by Yedidia wears mostly black as the color of authority. In addition, red is predominant as the color of dominance. Since the 2000s, the term boss bitch, uncompromising go-getter, has been used to describe a type of woman who embodies strength, self-confidence, independence, and success. This type has been and continues to be promoted by pop culture and feminist self-promotion on social media and in professional contexts. Personalities such as Beyoncé, the Kardashians, Sheryl Sandberg, Jennifer Lopez, and Gwyneth Paltrow celebrate this type. The title of Yedidia's work Cozy is also borrowed from a Beyoncé song title. Each of her pairs of sculptures has its own subtitle that contrasts the boss bitch ideal or reveals it as compensation for a female inferiority complex. The subtitles formulate toxic social norms that create pressure. At their core is the statement, you're not good enough. You have to change to please others and survive. Yedidia's sculptures are made of concrete poured into used high heels. The shoes were worn only once, or not at all, before being given to the artist by their owners. These barely worn high heels bear witness to the discomfort, impracticality, and unattainability of the ideal they embody. With their bulky shape, the leg fragments formed by Yedidia sometimes resemble swollen or deformed feet, ankles, or calves. The misshapen concrete sculptures in the high heels illustrate the gap between the seductive images of femininity propagated in advertising through status symbols, such as high heels, and the lived reality of female bodies. Deformation seems to be the price of self-branding and commodification of one's femininity that the boss bitch ideal demands.